The up-and-coming superstars of the NRL. This is our MEGT Rookie of the Year Award and our nominations for Round 13. Thanks to our great friends at MEGT, your local apprenticeship experts. And I suppose, yes. Badge, you can wind us back to Thursday night to get us rolling.
Thursday night, Adam Clune for the Dragons. So, you know, he had a pretty good game. They didn't go that well, the Dragons, but well enough to for him to come into contention. Friday night, the Warriors, excellent performance the early game against Manly, and Elisa Katoa, he's a gun back row, and yep. He's going to be around in the game for a long, long time. He's a rookie. I've actually given him 1 point.
Okay.
Out of the we go 3-2-1s here.
3-2-1. Yep.
Then the second game Friday night, South Sydney did a job on the Broncos, 28-10. They were quite good, and Kayon Kalomatangi, he is a unit too, and did a hell of a lot of good work there for the Rabbitohs when he came on off the bench. So 2 points go to him.
Yep.
Saturday, Luke Thompson gets a mention. The Englishman Royce Hunt, the big front row bench player, often for the Sharks. But I'm going to give my 3 points to Jamin Jolliffe from the Gold Coast Titans. This work rate of this kid is outstanding. 47 minutes, 17 runs, 160 metres. So imagine what he could have done if he'd lasted longer or he had more on the field. Plus 30 tackles.
Yeah.
And doesn't miss many. He's very, very solid, and I've been impressed with him. They dominated the Cowboys, the Gold Coast Titans, and Jamin Jolliffe was amongst those better players.
And he gets the three.
He gets the three.
Yeah,
he
like
gets
it.
The 3 points.
So round 13, MEGT Rookie of the Year Award. And pardon my ignorance on this, Badge, because I have dropped away from NRL circles a little bit since my move back down south. But what we've seen with the AFL, and particularly with this more congested season that they're experiencing at the moment, but also the fact that players coming off disjointed pre-seasons, that stop and restart process, are there a lot more younger players getting those opportunities this year in the NRL that maybe mightn't have in the course of a regular season, perhaps?
It seems though, Benny, it's hard to say. In fact, that's a very good question on notice, and I wouldn't mind chasing that stat up. But there does seem to be a lot of very good young players getting a go. Outside backs as well, not many of them featured here, or none of them featured here. But in the outside backs, there's been some really good talent too, you know. Xavier Coates playing for a poor Broncos side, but still being one of their better players quite often. So there has been a lot, but I don't know if there's any more than usual, Benny. There's always a dozen or so at any one time as the season gets underway.
There'll be a stats boffin out there who knows the answer, but through crisis comes opportunity, and we're seeing a little bit more of it perhaps in season 2020. Kick your goals with MEGT. They are your local apprenticeship experts looking after our MEGT Rookie of the Year. And of course, you